The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Josh Wiggins is suing his sister, Missy Jackson, for the return of a truck and for a loan to pay for travel expenses.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 225 on the calendar, the matter of Wiggins versus Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Wiggins, the defendant is your sister. It is your claim that you sold her a truck, which she didn't pay you for, and that you made a loan to her in the amount of $1,000. But let's get to the truck.
Okay.
Your sister says that the truck was a piece of junk. She ultimately sold it, and there was never an agreement to pay for the truck. You were giving it to her as a gift. So let's start out with the when. When do you claim this arrangement was made for the sale of the truck?
In February of this year.
Tell me about it.
I visited my sister at her home in Washington.
Where do you live?
I live in California. So I visited her in Washington. She was beginning to start a new job or something to that effect and ended up needing a vehicle to accommodate her getting back and forth to work. I told her that I had a vehicle for sale and I'd be willing to sell it to her, but she didn't have the money for it, so.
Let me stop you there. How many vehicles did you have?
I had three.
What were they?
I had the 89 Chevy pickup.
Go ahead.
I had a Lincoln Navigator, and I had just purchased a 2005 Suzuki XL7.
And who do you live with?
Currently.
Then, in February.
Then I live with my wife.
And what kind of car did she have?
She drove the Navigator.
She drove the Navigator, and you drove the
Suzuki.
Did you check the book value of the truck?
Yes, I did. I don't.
And what was it?
I don't remember the exact value.
Close.
I believe it was about $2,000.
Do we go back that far in our books, Bird? What kind of truck?
Chevy Silverado.
Chevy Silverado.
And it's got a whole bunch of different bids. $2,475.
So, according to you, you were going to sell your sister this $2,500 truck for $1,000.
Correct.
Sounds like a good deal. So what happened?
So then she returned to California with me.
How did you get to California?
We were in my Suzuki. I had just purchased the Suzuki. We all rode back together to my home in California. I gave her the vehicle. She proceeded home to Washington. The truck did break down.
Okay. Well, what arrangement, Mr. Wiggins, did you make for your sister to pay for the car?
That she would pay $100 a month until the truck was paid off.
What kind of job were you starting?
I was starting a job as a cash office associate.
And who do you live with?
I live with my husband.
How many cars did you have?
We had one at the time.
So you needed another car?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this was perfect. You were buying a $2,500 car for $1,000.
Yes.
So, did you pay him for it?
No.
Why?
Because whenever we started, when we got to California, and on the way coming back up to Washington, it broke down.
What does that have to do with him? If you wanted a new car, buy a new car.
He had guaranteed me.
He can't guarantee you anything on a 1989 car. Aside from that, Ms. Jackson, I read in your answer that I didn't pay for the car because it broke down on the way home. He actually paid for the repairs. He did, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you ended up selling the car and kept the money and didn't give him any part of his money. Well, what kind of ridiculousness is that?
A lot of it has to do with, because for many years, obviously he's my brother.
I don't care about many years. You want to go on many years, go talk to Dr. Phil. I want to know why you didn't pay him for the car. You had the car, you took possession of it, he gave you the title to it, you registered it in your name, otherwise you couldn't have sold it in the state of Washington. He was selling you a car that he could have sold for twice the amount to a stranger. So I don't understand. What are you shaking your head? What am I saying that's not right?
He's...
Stand!
When he's not telling the truth.
Well, what's not the truth?
First of all, I struck the deal with him, not Missy.
Fine. So you struck the deal. You're the husband.
I am the husband.
You're the husband.
I am.
So you tell me, what was the deal?
When we got to California, I wasn't even going to go to California.
Just a second. I don't want to hear. I want to know what the deal was that you say you struck with Mr. Wiggins.
When we got to California, the rear end was making a noise. And I said, I don't want it. We'll fly home.
That's not true.
Don't speak. Yes?
He tells me, you guys can have it. And I said, well, if it breaks down on the way to Washington, I'm going to leave it wherever it breaks down. He said, no, don't do that. Call me. And we did.
Sit down. You're a big boy. You don't want to drive home with a car? Don't drive home with a car. You don't like it? You don't like it. Your wife says she agreed to pay him $1,000, $100 a month. That's what she just told me. Is she a liar?
She never agreed.
Is she a liar? That's what she just told me.
I never agreed.
That's what, just a second. That's what she just told me.
She's telling me wrong.
So either she's lying to me or you're lying to me. I haven't figured out which one, but I have a feeling I know which one. Because right now you have a car that's valued. And if you didn't want to take it, you don't take it. He could sell it to a stranger for $2,000. He's off the hook. He puts out in front of his house and says, for sale, $2,500 car for $1,800. He's immediately ahead of the game. That's $1,000. Now, the only other part that I don't know from you, sir, is, and already you sold it, and how much did you get when you sold it?
$500.
Why didn't you send it to him?
It wouldn't have made it. Oh, the money?
Money! The money that you got that you didn't pay for the car that you already told me you agreed to pay him. You sold it and you didn't send him the money and say, what's your first name?
Josh.
Josh, you know I promised to pay you $1,000, but couldn't get $1,000. Wasn't worth $1,000, but I sold it for $500. Here's the $500. What'd you do with the $500?
I spent it on my rent. I helped pay my rent.
You and your husband look like two able-bodied people. You mean you had to take his money and pay rent with it?
Yeah.
Great. You owe him $1,000 for the truck. What else?
There was a cash loan for also $1,000.
Show me.
It's on paper right here. It's highlighted. The two transactions, one on the 4th and one on the 5th and one on the 6th of February.
Tell me about the transactions.
Well, when the truck had broke down, we didn't have the money to get back home. So he decided to help me pay for the repairs.
Great.
And get us back to Washington.
Great.
Well, I didn't have the money at the time, and that's how our relationship has always been. Helping each other back and forth, back and forth.
Well, back and forth and back and forth. Now you owe him $2,000.
Right.
I want to know when the last time you gave him money.
I haven't.
Well, what's back and forth? Back and forth means sometimes you give, sometimes he gives. So I'm asking, when was the last time you gave him money?
The furniture. I gave him a house full of furniture, and I even gave him the gas money to get it to his house. I mean, that was the last time I'd given him money. So,
well, tell me when.
2 years ago.
Okay, tell me about it. I'm just marginally curious.
We were moving to Washington, so we consolidated all of our things, and
So you gave him old furniture?
Was not old. It was not old.
Did you sell any of it?
No. I gave it to Josh.
No, did you sell any of it to anyone else?
No.
Great.
Because he needed furniture, and he had just gotten a huge house with his wife, and so I gave him pretty much everything that was in the house and the gas money to get it back to his house.
You owe him $2,000, judgment for plaintiff. That's okay.
Please excuse, you may step out.
The truck was a gift, and it was just supposed to be that way.
There were some few verbal confrontations.
Because I've given to him for many years, and you know, I was never paid back and everything I had given to him.
I hope that we can kiss and make up and move forward.
Yeah, we'll always be blood, but that doesn't mean we can't be, you know, that we have to be friends.
I lend money to family.
Don't do it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of is she versus Bear. Step forward.
Sean Eshe is suing his neighbor, Martha Bear, for medical bills due to his own dog biting him. Sean claims Martha's unleashed dog agitated his pit bull, which then attacked him.
Mr. Eshe, has your dog ever bitten anyone?
No, ma'am.
How old is the dog?
4 and a half.
Male or female?
Male.
Is that the only dog you have?
No, ma'am.
How many dogs do you have?
A total of 4 at my house.
What kind of dogs do you have?
2 American Pit Bull Terriers, a Ridgeback, and a German Schnauzer.
And you were walking your dog, and the dog was leashed?
Yes, ma'am.
And Miss Bear's dog, just what kind of a dog?
He's a German Shepherd mix.
He was off a leash?
Yes, ma'am.
And your complaint is that Miss Bear's dog came up to your dog, and there was an altercation between the two dogs. And as a result of that altercation, your dog became very agitated and bit you, your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
And you believe that Miss Bear should be responsible for that and your medical bills, because if it weren't for the fact that her dog was off leash and not under her control, the incident wouldn't have happened.
Yes, ma'am.
It's an interesting theory. I've never had a theory like that, but it certainly is interesting.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This gentleman right here standing in the middle of the street with his feet apart,
with Mace, telling us to get our dog, which is in our yard, doing nothing.
Now!
Closed captioning is provided by...
Ring, ring.
Progresso.
In what world do potatoes, bacon, and cheese add up to 100 calories?
Your world.
Real bacon. Creamy cheese. 100 calories.
Ma'am?
Progresso. You gotta taste this soup.
Hey, that's the last crescent.
Oh, did you want it?
Yeah.
We'll split it.
Made fresh, so light, buttery, and flaky.
That's half.
That's not half.
Guys, I have more.
Thanks, Mom.
Pillsbury Crescents. Let the making begin.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sean Eshe says neighbor Martha Bear is responsible for him getting bitten by his own dog.
Okay, so why don't you tell me, Mr. Eshe, when this happened?
February 23rd, approximately 8:30 at night.
Where were you?
I was returning from a walk with my dog.
Which dog was it that you were walking?
The bigger of all my dogs.
Tell me what happened.
I was returning from a walk. As I was approaching their house on my way to my house on the same street, I seen this lady, the witness, sitting up on top of the driveway with a teenage kid. And as I approached their house, I seen a dog that was laying down at their feet run, not full run, but trotting towards me and my dog. I'm telling them to get their dog, get their dog. When the dog approached and got into the street, I grabbed my dog and yoked him up where his front legs are hanging so I can control him. And when I went to go push the other dog away, that's when he turned around to bite me in my upper thigh.
Who witnessed the event?
My daughter-in-law.
Tell me your last name.
Kayla.
Ms. Kayla, why was your dog off the leash?
Bear, who is 17 years old, was in the front yard. He was not at our feet at all. He was in the front yard, just lounging as usual. And my son and I, the teenager, he's 16, we're talking. We hear a voice yelling, "Get your effing dog, get your effing dog."
That's not true.
So I look, this gentleman right here standing in the middle of the street with his feet apart with Mace, telling us to get our dog, which is in our yard, doing nothing.
No, that didn't happen. Even your answer isn't what you just said to me. Your dog wasn't at your feet or in your yard, and he was spraying your dog with mace. You said your dog approached him, but he was just going to be friendly. You want me to read it? My 17-year-old slow-moving dog, he just wanted to say hello to Sean and his dog.
If he approached Sean, that's what he was doing.
No, that's not what she says.
Martha?
Yes.
Martha wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
Well, then she heard it from somebody. I believe that he wasn't being aggressive.
No, ma'am.
No.
But don't lie to me and tell me that he was in your yard and wasn't in the street.
Oh, ma'am, he was in our yard.
He was in our yard.
He was in our yard the whole time.
He was in our yard when this man was walking by.
He never got out of my yard.
Just a second.
Okay.
Are you telling me that he never got into the street?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
No. I don't believe that.
There was eight witnesses out there that seen it.
No,
unfortunately,
no,
this is the only witness that I could bring, and he's seen it.
No, I don't believe that. I don't necessarily think that it's your fault, but I don't believe that your dog didn't leave your property.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me your name.
Nicholas Garris.
Where do you live?
Right next door to Sean.
How far away from these people do you live?
Across the street, one house down.
Were you out that night?
I was in the front yard.
And?
No, I seen Sean. He was walking his dog like he always does on the leash, and as he was walking his dog, and on the way back from on his walk, I look down there and I see dog run out into the street, and I hear him yelling, and then he had got bitten.
All I want to know is, did the other dog go into the street?
Yes, ma'am. Oh. It was in the street.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The question is, but for the actions of the defendants, by having their dog unleashed, would you have suffered this injury? That's really the question.
And later today...
There was nothing wrong with your computer. You just wanted this backup file, which is a very smart thing, because I hear people screaming all the time, "I lost, I died, and not backed up." Well, what do you mean you're not backed up?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sean Eshe says neighbor Martha Bear is responsible for him getting bitten by his own dog.
Okay, can I see your bills, please?
I got the animal control report, too.
I'd like to see it.
And I have pictures of the wounds.
I'd like to see that too.
This is the top.
Okay, now, the question is, but for the actions of the defendants, by having their dog unleashed, would you have suffered this injury? That's really the question.
Okay.
And I find that a novel question, but I think that it's true that but for the fact that their dog was off-leash, which is not permitted, I assume, where you live, to have an unleashed dog on the street, your dog, who was either aggressive or hyper or whatever, attacked you. But that would not have happened were he not approached by this other dog.
Yes, ma'am.
It's interesting, and I find that there is merit to that argument. You have to keep your dog on a leash, or you have to keep the yard fenced. I don't get a sense that this dog came to attack you.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. I didn't think it was in an attack mode when the dog came out of the yard.
No.
It's just it was at a trot, and obviously my dog seen that as a threatening thing, and you know.
That's what happened, but you would not have been injured but for the fact that the dog was off the leash. I think you're entitled to have your bills paid, sir. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000, that's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
I just don't feel like I was responsible.
It's a win-win for me. People need to keep their dogs on a leash.
This dog is erratic and crazy.
He's seen another dog trotting towards him. Any dog would posture up.
He had mace, spraying it at me, the dog, and my 16-year-old son.
Why would I mace them? I'm more worried about the dog, not them.
I'm disappointed.
So win for the American Pit Bull Terrier.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pareja versus Heil. Step forward.
Valerie Pareja is suing computer technician Christopher Heil for losing irreplaceable documents and photos that were stored on her computer.
Ms. Pareja, you brought your computer into the defendant's place of business for the purpose of backing it up.
Yes.
And defendant was supposed to do that for you. There was nothing wrong with your computer. You just wanted this backup file, which is a very smart thing, because I hear people screaming all the time, I lost, I died, and not backed up. Well, what do you mean you're not backed up? So I, you know, have a marginal concept of what it's all about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, to make a long story short, when you got the computer back, you found that everything had been erased and nothing was backed up.
That's correct.
So you're suing him for $3,000 for your pain, suffering, loss of whatever, because you can't get these pictures back. What else was on it?
Tax documents from myself, my sons who are in the military, all of our pictures, graduation pictures from military, everything.
Okay, so it's really more stress and aggravation than it is for monetary loss.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Mr. Heil says that he had a very capable technician.
Yes, ma'am.
Deal with your computer. His technician is no longer with him, and he has a ridiculous counterclaim for the time spent he tried for retrieving the stuff that in all probability his technician lost.
No counterclaim, Your Honor. Never filed one.
Perfect. Because I have here, this is a stupid counterclaim when I read the papers. So I'm glad you decided not to pursue it. So my job is really easy. Are her pictures and documents and files on that computer?
It's still intact. Yes, it is, ma'am.
Did you try to locate it?
She really didn't give me much time.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to award her $2,500, and she's going to bring her computer into you. And if you can find all the documents and things that your guy lost in 2 days, then you don't have to pay her. How's that? Perfect?
Perfect.
Fair. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500, you give him your computer for 2 days if he doesn't get your pictures back? That's your judgment.
Thank you.
Reasonable?
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Thank you.
That's all.
Step up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The dog injured his foot while in your care.
Dog care that had the owners howling.
You did not take the dog to the vet?
No.
Did she give you an emergency number?
Absolutely not.
Judge Judy.
I think it's wonderful. He stole everything from me. I'm glad that she recognized that he's a crook.
She got into the actual recovery program and started changing, moving files. It took me forever to try to piece it back together.
I've had texts, look at my computer, nothing is there. Everything is gone.
All I needed was a little bit more time with it, another hour, and I would have had it. And she was impatient.
I went in several times, bringing my computer back and forth. This went on for about 3.5 weeks.
I guarantee you she got into it again after I worked on it. Now I probably got to look at it and find out exactly what she did to it all.
It's my life.
Be careful on who you hire for data recovery.